Why do I feel like my period has me acting like a raging fucking bitch? I'll tell you why. I don't know what it is. It's funny because I never used to think that my period had any effect on me at all. Like, I always thought it was just like, you know, a cycle and you go through it or whatever. Maybe I feel a little bit more bloated or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I never felt like it changed my mood or emotions, even with, like, personally, I have the IUD. So like that didn't change my hormones or anything. Like, I just feel like I've been very stable. And if I'm having a bad day, I'm having a bad fucking day. Bro, lately, since I've gotten a little bit older, probably this year, maybe it's just me, but I have been like at least once a week every month, I'm like fucking sad. Sad or like questioning everything or angry or super easily triggered. Like, and it's usually when I'm about to start my period. So I guess what they say is true. Like, we can be some raging fucking cunts. I definitely know that I have been. Like, I woke up this morning and just chose violence, to be honest. Like, people have been irritating the fuck out of me. I'm like really ready to cuss somebody out. And I know how to put a line. And I'm so happy that I didn't just respond to this message that I just got, because I decided to just, we'll just go live on the podcast now, because it's probably best that I give it some time. And the last week, this week really, I've been, my emotions have just been like crazy. There's people that are trying not to pay certain invoices that they fucking got serviced for, services rendered, okay? Like, not wanting to pay their fucking invoices. I have people that aren't wanting to pay out affiliates that brought them business. I have people that are expecting the fucking moon when really they're lucky if they get a piece of moon dust, okay? Like, people need to wake the fuck up. Like, I feel like enough people haven't been through enough shit because they never were willing to take risks or bet on themselves. And now they're blaming everybody else when things don't go their fucking way. Well, that's too fucking bad. Honestly, like I said, I know how to put personal and business to the side and not take things personally. I'm not even taking this shit personal because it's not about me. 100% it's not about me. It's about them not being taught the correct things. Now I have to teach them, or I have to educate them, or I have to explain to them, you cannot have this because you don't have that. Like, there is steps to everything. And I'm so angry. It's gonna cost you. You want something, that's gonna fucking cost you. Doesn't matter what it is. I have a business where we help people find deals in the Airbnb space, okay? We help them find their next best deal that they can Airbnb. And I never try to give too much advice, even though I have my own Airbnbs, because one thing I've never liked is someone else's success being reliant based upon what I told them. No. Your success is based on what you teach yourself or what you learn. When I was first getting started in Airbnb, I learned from someone for free off of YouTube. I took all of their advice. Great. It worked out, but I still ran into a shit ton of mistakes, things that they never taught, things that I couldn't expect, things that no one could expect. And I had to learn that shit by myself. Am I blaming that person for not teaching me what the fuck to do when something goes wrong? No, because it's not their fucking problem. They chose to go out there and give value, and I am immensely grateful for them. I always recommend this person that gives out free content, by the way, about how to run a successful Airbnb business. Everyone is different. Everyone has their method, and that's fine. But for me, I'm not over here fucking crying when something goes wrong and over promising people certain things and then under delivering. That's another thing. I've seen so many people, not even in just the Airbnb space, in any space, that over promise too much shit. They promise the fucking world and then they can't deliver. Do not make promises that you can't keep. Do not say things that you cannot fucking uphold. Do not, none of that, because at the end of the day, it's only gonna make you look like shit. Literally. And people always say, oh, you don't really oversell, or like you're kind of monotone, or like la la la. Yeah. Because I'm not here to fucking sell you a dream. If you want the service, you're going to get the service. I feel like we're priced well. We offer a great service. We communicate. We make sure that we set proper expectations. We have you sign a fucking contract. It's not even that long of a contract. You can read it in less than 10 minutes. It's very fucking clear. No refunds. No, none. Very, very extreme circumstances. I may. Maybe. But no. You want the service, you're going to pay for it. If you are committed to finding a deal, especially when we have new deals every single day, if the first one doesn't work out, guess what? We're going to help you find something else. We're going to work with you until we help you deal. But you also have to be willing to kind of meet us in the middle. That's another reason why I don't offer extra services on top of it, where we do all this done for you shit. I don't review lease agreements. First of all, I'm not even an attorney. I'm not supposed to be reviewing lease agreements, even though I'm in the space. If I was to give you some wrong advice, I'm fucking liable. No, I'm not doing that. And people should understand that. And if someone else that is not an attorney is reviewing a fucking lease agreement on your behalf, good for them. They can do that. I'm not doing that. And no one from my team is going to do that unless they're a licensed attorney in that state, by the way. Like, come on, people. Like, it's literally common fucking sense. And I'm not trying to be mean to anyone at all. This is more so like a venting session, okay? This is not towards anyone. I've been in this space for 5 years. I've seen a lot of fucking shit, okay? It's not even about the current business and the agency that I have. It's about just people not understanding that they have to do the work. That's why I'm not a guru. That's why I'm not offering a mentorship or a mastermind or a course or any of that shit. Nothing against the people that do. I work with the people that do that. I have no problem with that. They do a great fucking job. They charge a nice price to provide a nice service. That's facts. Me, I will not do that only because I don't want people coming to me and saying that, oh, I fucking ruined my life because I bought your course. Like, not that I know that wouldn't be the case. Like, they may say that. You know, obviously I'm not going to take it personal. Clearly, like, they just weren't willing to do the work or whatever. I mean, you know, some cases maybe someone really did fuck them over. I don't know. But I don't want that on like me. I feel like that's way too much stress, to be honest. And like, I just like being able to work with people that are already in the space, already know what to do. Like, they come with, it's like you wanting to start a business. Wait, this is what everybody's offering nowadays. Oh, hold on. I want to start a business with no money. I have no credit. I have no experience. I don't have a job. I expect to make $100,000 profit my first year. Like, this is what people are literally coming and trying to fucking do. It's actually insane. Like, it's crazy. I understand if you want to bootstrap the business and you barely have any cash, but you're willing to put in the work and you're taking the time to learn what it's going to take to get you funded, get your credit repaired. You're figuring out what kind of business you want to get into, how to do it with little to no money, connecting with people, asking the right questions, like really fucking putting in the time and the work. Like, that is understandable. I did that. But coming in here with these crazy ass expectations because people on YouTube want to fucking sell you a dream? No, absolutely not. So my most recent ex, the one that we stopped dating in 2020, it's like one of my best friends. I go to him about everything. I've literally told myself that one day I'm literally going to hire him as like my consultant. Like, he would be a phenomenal CEO for any company. He's like one of those people where I don't see him. Like, I used to think like, oh, you should run your own business. Like, you literally would fucking crush it. I think that he's more so like, his best role is being a CEO for a really great company. Like, if he goes into his full potential, it could probably be even bigger than what I'm thinking, but definitely CEO. Like, absolutely see him as that. He's so smart. He's so well, like, diverse in situations. Like, he knows how to communicate. He knows how to ask the right questions. He knows how to negotiate. Like, he's literally so, like, fucking smart. And I call him all the time when I'm like, I like start cussing out the air. And I'm just on the phone with him, like going through like how I'm feeling. And he'll be like, okay, this is what you're going to say to them. And he'll be like, and I'll be like, okay, you want me to send that in like an email or like a phone call? He's like, no, phone call. I was like, okay, okay. He's like, if they say this, you say that. If they say that, you say this. If they don't say that, then you say that. I'm like, okay, okay. But he's just like, he's so smart and he's helped me so much. And with something like the text message that I just read, I'm going to fucking go through it with him. I'm going to be like, this is like, bro. That's another thing too. When I was first getting started in sales, I feel like I was willing to discount services a lot, or I was willing to negotiate rates, or I was willing to just like undervalue certain things because I wanted the sale. But I've realized that the people that pay the most, or the people that pay the price, like the full price, they complain like the very least. They come back ready to purchase more. If they have questions, it's an actual good question. It's not some fucking bullshit. Like the people that want the discounts, that want like the fucking, like they want it easy. Those are the ones that will come back asking for a fucking refund. The ones that want like a little bit off the top. No. And that's what I realized too. Like I put incentives in place in my business to be able to offer discounts if they do this. Like they have to do something in order for me to give them a discount. I'm not just going to give it to fucking anyone. Right. And it's like, that's me keeping them included in my business. Like if you want a discount, this is what you're going to have to do, opposed to me just like offering it. Right. I remember there was somebody that had inquired about a service like a couple weeks ago, and they obviously realized our service costs money, and they said, oh, I don't feel like I should have to pay for that. I was like, okay, well, I said, that's fine. I was like, no problem. It's not for everyone. If you want to go out and you want to try to, you know, get the deal yourself, absolutely. You definitely can. We're a convenience-based service. Obviously we do the work for you. We provide you with all these deals. You decide to move forward with them. This is what it costs. And I said, you'll find that if you do inquire with anybody else that does what we do, all of us charge about the same, if not a little bit of difference in variance, but you get what you pay for. And, even sometimes you don't get what you fucking pay for. There's people that don't know what they're doing, but it's fine. And then a week later he came back and he was like, I think I want to move forward with this deal. He asked me a bunch of questions, which is fine, valid. Answered them, ready to move forward. Boom, paid. Like those are the type of things where it's like when you stand on fucking business and you know what you offer and you know your worth, like you make shit happen, right? And that's another reason why I won't be discounting, because there was somebody that I had literally, like they were a brand new client. They do the whole fucking rah, rah, like, oh, I'm going to come back and get more deals from you. And like, you know, like I really plan to scale this year. And I let them start with a minimum. I was like, okay, this is what I'll charge you. And then you'll pay the rest when the deal is closed. Right. They pay like this slightly discounted. Like I took a couple hundred bucks off, but they were a very needy client. They wanted to hop on the phone all the time. They wanted me to do fucking presentations of past deals. Like what? I still did it because I'm like, you know, this might be good. I can record it and share it with someone else. But then they had the nerve to come and try to ask me for a fucking refund like 6 months later. I'm like, no, like, no, I don't offer refunds for real. Like, I really don't. And I also don't offer discounts because you should stand, like, if you fucking stand for something, if you have to discount your fucking service, bro, like, you shouldn't have to discount your service. If a lot of people are saying it's too expensive and no one's like moving forward, okay, maybe you should like lower the price, the set price. But if you have people paying for your service in full, it's not your service or the price that's the problem. It's the person not seeing the value in the service. So you have to make them see the value. And if price is really an issue, there's incentives to offer them discounts. Like I said, like we offer certain people discounts and to keep them as like a loyal customer. But I'm not perfect. There's definitely changes I'm planning to make. Because of my business and the business that I'm in, people can go behind my back and try to pick up deals without me knowing and cut me out. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they have. Like, I'm sure people have. I haven't found out. I've seen a couple people try to be sneaky and shit, you know, and I'm like, the fuck? Remove them off the email list, but they could still try to come back. They could get a friend to come back. You can't control everyone. You can't catch everyone. And you just kind of have to let that shit roll off your shoulders. But the call I just had was like, that shit fucking pissed me off. We offer to share like all of our deals for free. Like people can view everything that we have available on our website. And it sounds like people are going behind our back trying to do some funny shit. So now I'm like, fuck, maybe I have to charge people. It'll be a small fee per month, maybe $10 a month. but it's gonna have to be something which I actually hate doing. Like, I could have been done that, but I'm not, because I'm like, I want people to be able to see like what we have, decide for themselves if it looks like something they want to move forward with. But now I have to create a potential like barrier for people to even have access to see what we have, because I'm thinking that they're going to try and do some weird shit. Like, that's what I just don't understand. Like, if you want to go and do things for a lower rate, you don't have to steal to do that. You can just go work hard and do that shit. Just go work hard. But people don't want to work fucking hard. They want everything for nothing. They want to be able to get things handed to them. And clearly, like, even if they were to get that shit, like, cool, you signed the lease, whatever. Because of the way that you just operated, like, that shit's going to slap you in your face, like, one of these days. Something's going to happen. Either you're not going to know what the fuck you're doing. You're going to run out of cash. You're not going to have reserves. Like, you're going to run into a legal issue and you think you're going to be able to just skim by. No. Like, people that do shit the wrong way, something's going to, they're going to get what they pay for, even though, like, technically they haven't paid, right? But you see what I'm saying, right? Like, people, I love people. Despite everything I've just said, I love people and I love helping people. It actually is really nice. Like, it's such a good feeling. But it's the period. It's really just the period, bro. It's got me acting crazy. It's got me in devil mode for real. But enough about business. Let's talk about love. Oh, the plane guy. Oh, God, plane guy. I haven't talked to him in a minute. Actually, he did respond to my story yesterday saying I was cute. But I have a crush on this other dude. But he, like, isn't giving. Like, he isn't taking control of the situation. He's giving me, like, mixed signals, which I don't like. And the best thing I can do is nothing, literally. Just continue to do me. Like, I'm not going to be over here like, I want something. Because I don't even know if I want anything. I don't even know him for real. So I'm going to give that one time. I don't think I'm that emotional. I think I'm overthinking everything. Like, I'm thinking about business and I'm thinking about, like, where I'm at. And I'm thinking about, like, independence, and I'm just overthinking everything. Like, nothing's making me happy right now, which is so annoying. Like, not that I need anything to make me happy, but it feels like, oh, I can get cute today. I get to go do my podcast. Like, I'm gonna put makeup on and, like, look cute. And I was driving over here and I was like, I feel ugly. Honestly, when I started working and, like, got into my fucking laptop, like, I was in the groove, right? But then you get these calls and you get these fucking stupid ass messages from people. And I'm just like, what is wrong with people? Y'all don't know how to act. I definitely cry. I actually feel like I teared up a little bit, like, the other day, because I was watching this, like, emotional show or something about someone's mom. And it made me think about my mom. And I was like, oh, I miss her. But honestly, life is really good. Like, life is great. I'm so blessed. I think about how blessed I am all the time. Like, I'm so grateful. I get to do what I want to do most of the time. Like, I have great people in my life. I've been on top of, like, my health and, like, spending time with the people that I love and my business and just, like, constantly advancing. I don't know. I would think I want things to happen faster. Like, I've had all these goals and, like, these dreams and these aspirations since I was 18, and now I'm 26. It's been 8 years. And, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I know in my heart of hearts, like, everything that I want is gonna come to life. Like, everything's gonna happen that I want to happen. If it's up to me, like, it'll be, you know, but I think I just want it to happen faster. And I have to understand that that's not the case. It's a day by day thing. It's a, you know, moment by moment, week by week, year by year. Like, it's a brick by brick. And obviously, like, I want it to happen now, but I have so much going on that it's like, I have to get these things settled And I also may have to make sure that they continue to grow before I can jump into something else that is what I want, you know? Like, I'm not willing to leave everything that I have right now behind just to go and pursue this other thing. Because the reason that I'm going to be able to get this other thing is because I'm going to grow these things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a building block. Like, I have to build these in order to get that. And then I have to build that in order to get that. And then I have to build that. And, you know, it's like a steady. And then sometimes it'll be stagnant, right? Like, I would say, like, going back to when I stripped. My first year was, like, just learning. Learning the game. Learning, like, all these different situations that I was in, moving and grooving, whatever. Second year was the pandemic. So it was very stagnant. If anything, it went down because I couldn't really work a lot. I actually made less my second year than I did my first year because I couldn't work as much. And I was in a different state too. Nevada was great. Texas is also great. The reason that I was even able to work a lot was because I was in Texas. But then my third year, that's when it picked back up. Boom. Then my fourth year, it like, boom, you know what I mean? So even same thing with like my business. My first year was like slow. And then during the pandemic, I took advantage of the fact that no one was picking up deals. Boom. And then 2021, I was kind of like just taking things as they came in, like different deals. I wasn't trying to do too much. So that was like a slow progression. If not, I was a little bit stagnant. And then 2022, just more. And then 2023, you know, and it was like, it's just one of those things where it's like, you just go and you go and you go and you learn different things along the way. And you take what you've learned, you take what you've made and you put it towards other things, unless you want to double down on that one thing. Like, it's literally just do what you want to do. You know, just make sure that you're doing it the way that best serves you. Right. Having a plan. It's okay to like dilly-dally for the first year and like learn and fumble, just how I did my first year dancing, like learn, fumble, make mistakes, and then learn from those mistakes. I was listening to Tai Lopez earlier this morning, and one of the things that I've been trying to do is be more aware of like who I have around me that I can ask for advice from, like real advice, like business advice, accounting advice, fucking legal advice, love advice, whatever. And he talks about how everyone, and this is kind of a lot, everyone should have like 15 mentors. This doesn't always have to be like business mentors, right? This can be different areas of your life. And he said the president has how many cabinet members? Like 25 or something. Like he has cabinet members. Okay. Those are like his advisors, right? And then Ty was talking about how he has like 15 or more mentors. He said, if you can't invest, he said he would have been further along if he would have had some of his mentors on full time, like these consultants, him paying them full time to be like his consultant or whatever. But it was like very part-time, like as he was able to. He contributed a lot of Mark Zuckerberg's success to his mentor who he had in his corner, like while he was building Facebook, which was Steve Jobs before he died. He would like always go to him, ask him. I think in 2012, maybe a couple years prior, he got offered like $1 billion for Facebook and he turned it down. Everyone thought he was crazy. And now he's like the youngest billionaire ever. He hit $1 billion at like 37. Like Tai Lopez thinks he's going to be like the richest man in the world one day or like reach $1 trillion. I don't know. We don't know. But Tai Lopez, I look at him, like if I was to look at anyone as a mentor, I'd definitely look at Tai Lopez as a mentor. I know it's very controversial with him. Like some people are like, he's a scammer. He's not. Like, I'm not even one of those people that are like, no, he's not. I'm not like that. But bro, like the proof is in the pudding. Like the numbers are out there. Like clearly this man is a fucking boss. Like anyways, I'd love to be in his mentorship one day for sure. But yeah, I have mentors and I have people that I go to. I don't know if I have 15. I definitely think I've had people along the years. And as I continue to grow and do things, I look to certain people for advice. Try not to, you know, squeeze too much out of them unless they let me. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. This whole fucking, it's just a journey at the end of the day. You know, you have your ups and your downs. You have your good days, your bad days. You have your like, you know, moments where it just feels like, how am I going to keep doing this? But it's usually just a moment and it passes. But if you really are constantly feeling like this, like if I was constantly feeling like I was feeling maybe like this past week, I'd probably reevaluate a little bit, you know? And even now I'm like, okay, I'm feeling like this. Like why, what can I do to delegate like all this shit that I have going on? Like that's what I really do try to do, is I try to like delegate the things I don't like to do. Or if I run into an issue multiple times, fixing it. Like for example, the whole like referral or the affiliate payout or whatever, like, do we need to change the contract? Do we need to change the amount that's being paid out? If there's a problem with it, let's discuss it. Because if I feel like someone's doing some shit behind my back, like it's 100, like, I don't care how good the agreement is, how much money people are making. Like if someone's doing something shady behind someone's back, like you should not be doing business with that person, period. Because it's only going to end up messy and like probably end in a legal battle if it's actually a big deal. No, like if people don't like the terms, you can literally ask to change them. Like all you have to do is ask instead of trying to do some weird shady shit. Like that's just not it. But yeah, if I was constantly like anything, like for example, this text that I'm going to have to respond to, I'm literally going to tell them if we need to sit down and have another conversation of expectations, then let's go ahead and do that. Because I'm not here to argue with people. I'm not here to have to re-explain a contract that you fucking signed. You're a grown man or woman. You should already know this. You have your own service. You have your own product. I'm sure you understand where I'm coming from. For you to not is, I don't like that. Like, no, I'm not gonna say I don't like it. I'm just gonna say, why? Why don't you understand? Are you just giving out fucking refunds like candy on Halloween? No. And it's not that I don't even give a fuck about the money, to be honest. Like, that's another thing. If I wanted to go after people that would go behind my back and really like research, like who's going behind my back and try to charge them, like what? On top of that, there's so many times I could double dip with certain things in my business and a lot of different things. And I don't, because it's just like, it doesn't even feel right. Like, and that's just me. People want to double dip, double dip. That's up to you, buddy. But for me, I feel like I'm very transparent in my business. Like I do my absolute best to make sure people feel like they are not getting pulled, like gotten over on, you know? People, I know that I have more good cookies than bad cookies, but these, they're not even bad cookies. They're just silly cookies. They're like a little, they aren't fully baked yet. If I was to give it like an analogy, there's like the completely like well done, soft, perfect, chewy cookies. And then there is the cookies that are not fully done yet. But once they are done, they'll be great. Have you been seeing that on online they do like fucking crumble cookie reviews? On TikTok, there's hella people that will like every week they'll be like Crumble's new lineup this week, and they'll eat all six cookies in their car right there. It was so funny. There was this guy, he made a video. He's like, first of all, who said it was okay for you to literally get six fucking crumble cookies and eat all of them in your car in one day, Big Mac ass? Because you know the Big Mac? Bro, you don't know Big Mac? Bro, Big Mac is like Big Mac, Big Mac, like Big Mac, like you got a Big Mac. like you got a Big Mac. Like, okay, there was this other video where it was like, if you have any fast food app downloaded on your phone, not DoorDash, not Uber Eats, not Grubhub, no, no, no. Like McDonald's, like the Chipotle app, like anything. He's like, you got a Big Mac. It's like what they'll say. It's so funny. I love shit like that. And it's funny because I love working back at the gym. Yeah, literally. Big Mac, Big Mac. It's so funny. Yeah, Big Macs of the world. I definitely think I have a little. Last night I ate M&M's, half of a chocolate chip cookie, a big one. What else did I have in there? I know I had some more. I had some milk and like a Nutella bite, or I don't know. I was over there munching though. I was like, I do like my sweets, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But I should be like, if you don't get the deal that you want, we don't offer discounts initial. And then we'll have another one. Like, yeah. Seriously, we don't offer discounts if you don't get what you want. Like, don't fucking ask. And I don't know why. Maybe I am taking it personal because I'm like, why would you even ask me that? Like, I understand you want to help because sometimes there's like middlemen for middlemen. Like, clients don't always come to us directly. They come to us through like a referral or someone of that sort. And it's like that referral is trying to be too involved. Like, you sent us the client, let us handle the client. If the client has a problem, let us handle it. That's fine. But when I have other people in my ear telling me what a client said, but the client isn't telling me directly, like, you're not their attorney. You don't need to speak on their behalf. Let us handle it. But because now their client feels like they can get a discount and they can say whatever they want to say because they don't have to address us directly, that now we have to do it because they don't want to look bad to their client. No, 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 not going to do it. I have to have these conversations and I don't want to be a fucking bitch to people. You need to set expectations regarding your program. That's fine. But I'll tell you our expectations. Like, this is what you can expect from us. And it's not a refund and it's not a discount. But there's people that overpromise. You want to overpromise your people, you go for it. But do not involve me in that. I do not overpromise. We are not associated in that sense. I understand people want to make people happy, but like, bro, I'm already fucking doing you a favor by discounting the fuck out of this. Like, I already discounted it because of the fact of who it came from. Like, that was an agreement that we already had prior. We discounted it by over 60%. Bro, what? Like, I know you are not for real right now. Like, stand on business, like stand on something, bro. Like, I'm not doing that. And if they don't fucking pay, yeah, I'm not working with you ever, ever again. Your people don't pay? No. That's gonna make you look bad. Your people don't pay? No. Like, no, I'm done. And that's another thing too. It's not just with business. It's with like anyone. Like, I'm not giving no second chances no more. Like, there's no second chance. That's another thing. And it depends, right? But for example, like, if a guy, like, this is what I learned from somebody that I talked to recently, not even recently, like almost a year ago. First time I noticed a red flag, I let it go. I moved past it because we weren't officially like official, right? But I never got over it. It still lingered and it showed me that I couldn't trust them. And we never even ended up becoming official. So who knows? Maybe they were doing more red flag shit because we weren't official. So like with something like that, I'm not given a second chance because I had to find out my own way. I'm never going to trust you fully. So if I was to have somebody do some weird shit when it's very clear that me and that person are like talking, like seriously, it's not any like casual shit. Like all my little crushes, that's casual. They're probably out there smacking cheeks and like going on dates, pulling some hoes. Whatever, do what you do. But if you're really like fucking with me heavy and you know when you two are like serious. If I see some weird like unloyal shit, I'm not like, if I have to find out and it's like bad, oh no, like I'm not giving no second. There is no forgiveness. We can leave on good terms, but I'm not fucking with you again, buddy. Like, I don't care how much you change or how much you improve or how you only want me now all of a sudden. No, we're not coming back from that. It's very hard to come back from that. But if they're very upfront, like, hey, I do want to be serious with you. I was talking to this other person. I'm going to cut it off with them. Or, you know, hey, this girl just hit me up last night. I was talking to her for a while. I just want you to know, like, I've already cut it off. Like, out of courtesy, like if you really like someone, you're going to want to tell them those things because you care about them and you want them to know that you want them only. I don't understand that about people. Like, why would you not want to tell someone like the truth? Why would you not want to be full? Like, it feels so good to just be intentional and honest with people. I absolutely love it. Like, I have no problem sharing my feelings. I have no problem communicating. And I think that's because I'm secure with myself and I enjoy telling the truth. It's way more fun to tell the truth. In a nice way, obviously. Like, keeping up with lies, like, you have to remember what you said. Like, I don't even, that's one thing too. Like, I will catch people in lies. I'll be like, but you said that like a year ago. Like, you're saying this right now, but you told me that happened a year ago, la, 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 la. Like, I'll remember that shit and I'll call you out on it. I'll be like, that doesn't sound right to me. And then I won't let it go because I know something's up. It's not even like with men either. It's like with anything. It's like, if I don't really care a lot, like I'll just let it go. I'll be like, okay, clearly they're capping, but it's fine. I'm not tripping. It has nothing to do with me. But if it's a guy that I really like and I'm talking to, I'm like, no, we're not letting that fly, buddy. But I don't know. I think enough people just aren't, they just don't stand for it. They don't stand for enough. Who am I to tell someone about what they are or aren't? Who am I to say that? I can't, whatever. It's just my opinion. Based off of what I've seen, this is what my ex would say. Based off of what I've seen so far, it looks like we're not going to come to a mutual agreement. Something like that. But for me, based on what I've actually seen, people expect too much, but aren't willing to do the work for it. People don't stand on business. They're not willing to stand for anything, to be honest, or for the things that are important to them. If it's hard in the moment to like stand on business for real, it's hard to be disciplined with your decisions. It's hard to say you're going to do something then actually stick to it. It can be hard. Those things are hard, especially if they're things that you don't necessarily really want to do. But what's easy to do, what's technically easy, right? I say it's hard. But it's also kind of like all you have to do is do it. Like it seems easy, but it's really hard. Things that are easy to do are also easy not to do. Does that make sense? So I don't know. Just got to drill it. I tell my friends that all the time. Like my guy friend, we were catching up. We hadn't seen each other in a couple of years. We just kind of grew apart. But he had contacted me a couple of weeks ago, maybe like a month ago. And he wanted to go get food and just catch up, right? And like, this is like a guy friend for real. We're just like really good friends. We were catching up and everything. And he was just telling me how like he doesn't really date and he doesn't go out and he doesn't, you know, he wants somebody, but he doesn't really like talk to people. And I'm like, well, next time we go out and do something, we're going to drill it. We're going to go riz it up. We're going to go see what type of game you got. We're going to use some new pickup lines because that's all it takes is just repetition. Like it's always hard the first time. I remember making my first sales call, that shit's fucking tough. But then it just gets easier and you repeat and you repeat. And then you kind of tweak it, right? Like when I first started dancing, going up and using different pickup lines, like using different approaches, ways to stand out. It's always tough. Even every new night I have, it's like the first person is always, it feels like the hardest. And then after you get through that, you move on to the next one. And then it just gets easier throughout the night. It gets like so easy throughout the night that you don't want to leave. That's the truth. Same thing with my girlfriend yesterday. She doesn't like it when people don't like respond to her, like through message. And I was like, well, why don't you just try to drill it to where you can see how many responses you don't get in a day? Like some weird shit, you know? I'm like, just text a bunch of people and like do your best to see who doesn't respond. Like just be hella fucking boring, you know? And like, if they don't respond, then they don't respond. Like, it's just one of those things where you have to drill it. If you don't like something, really bothers you, or you want to get better at it, just drill it. You know, just try it again, tweak it, fix it. You have the ability to do that. Control what you can control. If you try anything, like if you're failing, you know you're sooner or later like gonna succeed, right? Like it's another thing to like keep doing the same thing and fail and fail and fail and not make any changes and expect a different result. You have to be willing to tweak things, fix things, make those mistakes so that way you can learn from them and do better for next time. Like that's obviously a given, right? But you have to expect it and you have to be okay with it. Like if I'm like the worst thing that could happen, depending on what it is like someone says no, or someone rejects you, or, you know, someone laughs in your fucking face. Like it is what it is. You just have to be prepared to handle that. And honestly, even if you are like dwelling on it for like a day, 2 days, a week, time always heals. Like you're going to get over it. You know what I mean? And then you're going to go and you're going to put yourself out there again and you're going to try again. You're going to make another call and you're going to do another thing. Like it's literally just part of life. But I would hate to grow old and look back and realize like, damn, I should have done that. And I hate that. Okay, this is a really bad example. I'll tell you that this is such a bad example, but I'm going to do it anyway. I wanted to tell this example to my crush, but he didn't call me. I'm kind of like still salty about that. Anyways, you know, I don't know. I think maybe I'm just like maybe it's because I'm on my period. But I'm just like, oh, I'm kind of like, I kind of want like a little cuddle buddy. It's okay. Anyways, I have my dog. But so I was literally walking my dog early in the morning and I'm like walking, right? And all I hear is a boom, like on a window. And then I hear a doo, and like something drops to the ground. I'm like, what the fuck? Is that a bird? So I go over, this bird had flew into the window and dropped to the ground. All you see is its little like wings twitching and like its head like to the side. Like it was literally, I was like, bro, what the fuck? I had my dog with me. I was like, bro, what the fuck do I do? I was like, and my house wasn't that far. And I was like, fuck, should I pick it, try to pick it up with my hands? Like, I don't know. Do they have diseases? I don't know if I should do that. And then I have my dog. He'll probably try to like eat it while I'm trying to like pick it up. It's just like so bad. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to put Remy away and then I'm going to come back. I just was like, I really hope it doesn't die. So I'm going to get a towel and I'm going to try to grab it. And I considered leaving it. So it's like a nature. But I was like, I don't know if you guys have seen the new show, Your Honor. Have you seen Your Honor? Oh, it's so fucking good. It's so good. It's about basically like this judge's kid, the super like high judge. His son does a hit and run on like another kid his age by accident. And he like leaves him there to die and the kid dies, right? And like the judge now is like going through all this shit to cover it up. Like this is like a really good like moral, ethic, like integral judge that like everyone respects in the city. And now he's like over here covering up his son's murder. Like it's actually insane. It's really good. So I was thinking about that and I was like, do I want to leave the bird to die? No. I was like, who do I call? I don't call 911. That's fucking ridiculous. Like I need to call like the vet. I don't know. So I'm gonna fucking veggie. Okay. So I'm like, bro, what if someone hit me? Like, I don't want anyone to leave me. So I was like, let me go get a towel. So I go put my dog away. I walk back or I go back over to the house and I literally see the bird and it's kind of in a different position. It's like on its belly now. And I'm like going with the towel to go grab it and it flies away. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? But the reason, but I was so happy that it flew away, obviously, because it was like good again. But it was like one of those like moral things where it was like, if I don't go back and at least try, like I'm going to wish that I did, you know, I'm going to like be like, damn, it's like you see somebody fall and you just keep walking. Like if it's like right in front, if it's like across the street, obviously you could be like, are you okay? But if it's like right there next to you and you don't like try to offer to like help them or like pick up maybe some of their belongings, it's just one of those things. Like, why not? Because of what? Because you like, you're kind of nervous to go over there because you're kind of secondhand embarrassed for them. Like, you know, it's just one of those things where if you feel obligated to do it, just fucking do it. Like, regardless, go ahead. Karma. I feel like karma's real only because that person, if they did something to you or you did something to someone, if you don't change your behaviors, like if you continue to do what you've been doing, like it's only a matter of time until that shit catches up to you. Like whatever was in the dark will then come to light. Even if you did something horrible in your past and like you didn't fix it, it will eventually resurface. Like something will happen and you'll get your, like that get back is like crazy. Like something, it may not happen when you did it to that, when you did someone dirty. Or like, you know, you played someone or you got over on someone, like it'll eventually come back to you, right? You see it all the time with like Diddy, or you'll see it with lawsuits that come out, or you'll see like someone's past being dug up just because maybe now they're in a position of higher power. Like whatever the case may be, like whatever you have done or do will come to light. And that's another thing why I feel like I try to be as honest as possible now is because if anything ever does come back, I'm like, I have no problem addressing it. Like if my past comes up or like if a situation or whatever, like I have no problem addressing it. Like I'm not gonna fucking sit here and lie and try to deny something. But I think again, that comes with being confident in yourself and going through certain situations and knowing that you maybe were wrong or you need to fix it or you need to do better. And to go back to when I was dancing, this kind of goes to like the, if you don't try, you'll never know. Like my first audition, I walked out because I was too nervous. Like I didn't want to do it because of the way that the girl was dancing, she was like stroking the pole as if it was a fucking cock. And I was like, ew. I was like, this is fucking disgusting. And I've never been to a strip club, so I only had that bad image of it in my head. And then she just reassured it by jerking off a pole. So I'm like, I'm not coming here. So then the next day I was like, bro, if I don't find out, like, I'm going to wish that I did, you know, I'm going to regret it maybe. So I had called around to a bunch of other clubs. And then that's when I went and I auditioned at a different one during the day on like a Saturday. And I ended up getting hired there. And that was a great club. It was a great starter club for me. It ended up being one of the best decisions I've ever made, is being a stripper, right? But one of the other things that we were talking about was like changing the way that you do things. So for me, I knew that my attitude, or like the way that sometimes I would come off to people, or the things that I would do in the clubs, like they would get me fired, in trouble, or like have bad relationships or whatever. And it was nothing illegal. It was literally just like my attitude. Like people think when they think stripper, they're like, oh, you got kicked out the clubs for what? Like, no, it wasn't like that. But me just having to go and repair relationships, be better, that's where all the reflections came in. Because again, I also hadn't told anyone I was dancing. It was very private and I had no one to really talk to. And I also don't really like venting to people a lot. It's just a personal preference, but I would vent to myself, or I would write reflections and I would discuss them with myself and see how I can get better. So if anyone was to ever be like, oh, do you remember Ruby from this club? Like if you were to ask a manager, I'm sure they'd remember me, because I'd like to think I was pretty memorable with all the situations that I had been in. But they'll probably be like, she was, they may say bad things, they may say good things, but either way, I'll probably agree with them, because there's been times where I was a fucking problem. And then there was other times where I made the club a lot of money. So it's like, you got to live with the decisions that you make and you have to be okay with it. If I was to sit here and still dwell on all the shit that had happened and all the things I'd been through, that was another thing that I was just thinking about too. I was like, I was at the gym a day or two ago and obviously like clear mind, sober, like not that I don't drink, but like I just was like feeling really good. I knew that I had my schedule out for the day. Like I was going to be doing certain things and I was like, damn. I just remember back to when I was dancing. Every day I'd wake up and I would reflect on the other night. Like even if I had already wrote in a reflection, like after work that night, the next morning I'd still wake up and I'd potentially like feel like shit because I drank too much. Or if I had a bad night, I'd overthink the situation, or I would just be in my head. And I always like to think like I really was happy dancing, and I was. I had some of the best experiences of my life, 100%. But it's a very like mentally challenging profession, because you have so many situations, so many conversations, so many opinions, and the opinion of yourself is really the only one that matters. But when you're in all these situations, and sometimes you have to reflect, like, did I do that right? Was I too aggressive? Like, should I have done things differently? You think about that over and over and over until you have the next night, and then a whole new situation supersedes that. It's just a never-ending cycle. It's just a lot. You asked me if I've been crying lately, or like, when's the last time I cried? Bro, when I danced, I cried all the time, all the time. And it was more like there's just so much shit, bro. Strip club is a fucking jungle. It's like crazy over there, especially if you're like a girl that actually works a lot. And, you try your best, or like, you know, you try to be better and, you know, put yourself in situations to help you make money and whatnot. But I don't know, bro, that's a wild ass. You see the craziest of the crazy. It's fucking insane, but it's lit. It's lit. But yeah, it definitely takes a lot of like self-reflection. Cause if you just let that shit build up, it's not good for anyone. I think about it too. I'm like, how did I get, I want to say lucky. Like, how did I get so lucky? Because it's like these opportunities just like presented themselves. I got lucky enough to have these opportunities presented, but I made the decision to go pursue them. So I'm proud of myself for that. Like I look back and I'm like, I'm so glad I fucking like took advantage of that. I'm so glad I fucking made that happen, because if I didn't, like, I don't know, you know, I really don't know. But it was funny because I think I was talking to, might have been in one of the other podcasts with like my guy friends out in Arizona, But I was listening to this podcast with this guy named Russell Brunson. He's the founder of ClickFunnels, which is like a automation company where they help with marketers, you know, sell more and things like that. But it's like a software. Anyways, super like interesting guy. He loves what he does. And he talks about this quote that I literally love. And it's from the Bible. I'm not religious, but it's from the Bible. And it says, many are called, but few are chosen. And he tries to like relate that a lot to his life. And he says, this is what he said. He said, I feel like God gives all of us ideas. Like, we don't know why we get these ideas. Like, sometimes they just pop in our brain. Maybe they're silly. Maybe they're crazy. Maybe they're just like stupid. We don't know. He's like, but we get these ideas that trigger something in us that want to go out and pursue them. But I think God gives us these ideas to see if we actually go out and take advantage of them and like put them into action. Because if we do that, more ideas and more opportunities will come to us. And I love that because there's been times where I've gotten ideas and I've just ran with them. And I'm just like, I don't know why. Like that, I feel like that I get ideas maybe every 4 years, like big ideas that I actually go and like move forward on. I'd say the first one was when I started in a sales company when I was like 18. That was probably like, I wouldn't even say every 4 years, maybe every two. Starting a sales company when I was like 18, just went fucking crazy with that. Like just, I was so obsessed. Like I dropped out of school. Like I pursued that fully, built a team, fucking burned and crashed. Like it was insane. Then stripping. That was like more of a moment of need. I needed to do that. But I still like, I could have not because I was too scared. But then I went and I did it anyway and took advantage of that opportunity. Then the idea of Airbnb. It was like no one was really doing it at the time. It was something super new, but it sounded sexy and cool. And I don't know why. It just stood out to me. And I said, that sounds interesting to me because I had other opportunities presented to me all the time, like being a realtor, like getting involved in like other types of sales and shit like that. And I was like, no, that doesn't sound interesting. I think the reason why I've moved forward, like even my business now, like the agency, it was like no one brought these opportunities to me, technically. When people try to provide me with opportunities, to like push things to me, it doesn't sound as appealing opposed to me finding it by myself. Maybe that's the selfishness in me. Maybe that's like the controlling part of me. But when ideas just come to me naturally and they kind of land in my lap, those are the ones that I tend to go harder with. Those are the ones that I tend to like really pursue because it was brought to me like in my heart, in my head for a reason. That's what I feel like. And maybe that's just why they work out opposed to someone else bringing it and me not feeling as motivated, but then just be like, oh, that sounds like a good idea, but I wasn't really all for it. Follow your intuition. If you feel something in you and it's pulling you, go pursue it, figure it out. All the rest of the shit will all happen how it's supposed to happen. Like I'm on my tiptoes, baby, you think a little too small. I got big